This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Community members gathered at Denver's East High School yesterday to demand a clearer security plan from the school district. CPR's Paolo Shawcett says students are back from spring break this week.
Dubbed the Parent Safety Advocacy Group, the group formed in the aftermath of a school shooting that left two East High administrators injured and a teenage suspect dead. The group wants to know how the district plans to bring back armed security and what other changes are possible. Vince Jordan is the father of a senior at East High.
There are other issues, mental health. What support are you putting in place for the students and the teachers?
District officials are due to submit a long-term safety plan by the end of June. The parents say they will gather outside the school every Monday through the end of the semester. I'm Paolo Shawcett, CPR News.
State lawmakers want to spend millions of dollars to attract manufacturers of advanced technology. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A bipartisan proposal would offer up to $15 million in state tax credits per year to bring semiconductor makers and other advanced manufacturers to the state.
We're going to see industry definitely grow in places like Grand Junction, Fort Collins, Boulder, Colorado Springs, even on the edge of Denver.
That's Republican Representative Matt Soper, who says the money will help Colorado catch up as states race to attract tech investments and federal dollars from the CHIPS Act, which is intended to make the nation less reliant on high-tech components manufactured overseas. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
RTD is no longer pursuing a proposed ban on all-day riding. The plan was part of an effort to improve safety and security, but it was heavily criticized by advocates for Denver's unhoused population. RTD's Stuart Summers says the agency needs to help serve that community.
How do we collectively and holistically address this situation so that we are providing the best level of support for individuals who need it?
RTD's board will vote on other proposed changes to rules for bus and train passengers in June. It's election day in Denver and Colorado Springs. Ballots have to be returned by 7 p.m. This is CPR News.